I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's rainy season in Southeast Asia, flooding crops and putting livelihoods at risk in Cambodia. Officials have other things on their minds, though, according to Meng An Ur with Asian Access.
Right now, the government mainly they really busy with their election on this coming on 29 of this month, like next Sunday.
Cambodian believers are demonstrating Christ's love by helping the flood victims. Please remember to cover this situation in prayer.
Oh, we want them to stand with us in prayer, pray for the food. So those people who are affected by flood, they still have food to eat and also a place to stay. We are finding some high place to move them from their houses that was flooding.
And one Venezuelan church is meeting its community's physical and spiritual needs. One Way Ministries' Jake, whose name was changed for safety, says
3 days a week, the church offers a balanced meal for the children, but adults partake as well in the community. And with that, they share the word of God and pray. To see people that are desperate meeting together, sharing what they have with one another and with their community, being generous, and it's making a major impact. The testimony of this church is quite positive in the whole area there.
Would you ask God to use this church to transform hearts? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.